Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe, joined by Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. And Eric, 2 years ago, we were out at Atlanta's practice facility for joint practices. Now we find ourselves here at One Buck Place, where it is a Buck's life, in case you didn't know that.
Wow. Did not know that.
The sign is telling us. So
okay.
The Patriots are taking part in that Bucs life for a couple of days. And Bill Belichick, earlier here on Thursday, was talking about the nature of these joint practices and what the teams get out of them. And while it's a competitive situation, it's not about who's beating who in this drill, who's competing against this one and what the results are. It's about evaluating the players in a different way and both teams getting something out of it. Is that how you take it?
Right. It's simulating game-like conditions without the detrimental effects of a game, namely the full contact hitting and potential for injuries. You're getting to run through drills against players you normally don't see, which gives you sort of a surprise element. And it's a little bit easier for the coaches to sort of analyze and critique how their players are performing against competition that they're not used to seeing.
And if Belichick didn't think there was a lot to get out of this, he wouldn't have had four of them in these last three seasons. So obviously this is something beneficial. Now, they will move the operation next door to Raymond James Stadium on Friday night. On Monday night, we saw the Patriots sit a lot of their key guys, a lot of the projected starters. Wes Welker, not seeing out here today. It looks like maybe there's something up with him. What should we expect in terms of playing time on Friday night with the Pats?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Welker only because he was suited up yesterday, and today, just sort of an observer. He hasn't really moved around at all either, so it's hard to tell whether he's limping or has, you know, what his issue is. I mean, it could just be a body maintenance thing for him. We'll just have to wait and see. I would expect Tom Brady, I would expect to see some of him Friday against the Buccaneers, and maybe some of the other players like Gronkowski, who didn't play, Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork, those guys, just to, you know, this is a tune-up. The game against the Giants in a few days, you're not going to see a whole lot of action.
Another short turnaround
there.
for that game as well. So you're right. And finally, you know, Jeff Demps. Everybody's excited about what Jeff Demps might be able to bring, both Patriots fans and also everyone here in the Florida area in Tampa. What do you think we're going to see out of Demps, if anything, on Friday night? And what do you think his impact could be in 2012?
Well, I would like to see him actually get some on-field reps, whether it's as a kick returner or, you know, later on in the running game. You know, his speed is obviously what got him here and what got him noticed. I want to see how he can perform on kickoff returns, because honestly, that's really the weakness of this team on special teams, and he potentially could provide a spark there.
He is Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. If you didn't know that, you could look at his fancy shirt, which does say Patriots Football Weekly.
Proudly.
We like that. How many of those do you have?
I've lost count.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of the show. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.